Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You're listening to the Sitting in the Park show. My name is Bob. Today we have a special show because we're going to be doing an interview with the Chicago soul group The Kittens. Two of the members are in here now, and one of the members is on the phone right now. Let me just confirm that the member on the phone can hear us. Laurel, can you hear us?
I certainly can. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, cool. So can everybody who's in the studio right now introduce themselves?
Tracy Williams. Did I come through?
I think it did.
Tracy Williams.
Okay.
Bernice Willis.
And Laurel, you want to introduce yourself?
And Laurel Muhammad.
Okay. So all three of you were members of The Kittens, as I just announced. So during the show today, we're going to be talking about the history of the group and playing the music of the group. So first,
fabulous.
So first, I'd like to ask, when did the group form? Like around what year?
Oh wow, we should defer to Bernice on that. Maybe she remembers. I don't.
Okay.
I know it was late '60s.
It was in
early '60s.
Early '60s,
yeah.
Bernice.
Maybe '63, something like that. '62, '63,
mm-hmm.
somewhere
mm-hmm.
in there.
Okay, so. Did the members know each other, or how did the group form? What was the story?
Well, we
actually,
didn't know,
we
each,
didn't
other.
Know each other.
Okay.
And I lived in the neighborhood where the person that was looking for or forming a girls group lived.
Okay, so
we lived that far from her.
What neighborhood was that? What part of Chicago?
West Side. West Side.
Okay.
mighty West Side. Yes. Bernice,
okay, that's
Kennedy.
What you feel about me.
So
you bet.
So were all the members from the West Side of Chicago?
Actually, Bernice and I started off together. I was already I lived on the West Side of Chicago as well, and Bernice came over one day and just had a voice that just, we were already had a group going, and we were looking for a lead singer and Mrs. Moore. Somehow Bernice happened to come over one day and sang, and it just went from there. And then later on, Tracy joined us when another member left the group.
Okay.
Tracy was from New York.
Okay, well, let's I'm trying to go, I'll play the records and we'll get up to the point where Tracy joined too.
Okay.
So you mentioned Miss Moore, so you're talking about Chicago group manager Ruth Moore, right?
Yes.
So you're saying that you, Laurel, was already with a group with Miss Moore and Bernice joined, is that right?
That's what I recall. I was singing around there. We didn't have a real formal group, but we would get together and sing, and we were trying to form a group, but we didn't have a lead singer. And somehow, maybe Bernice can tell you what that is, but Bernice knew of Mrs. Moore, or Mrs. Moore knew of Bernice, and she came over one day and sang, and that kind of just the whole group together. Bernice, do you recall what happened with that?
You know, I didn't know, Mo. I just heard that she was looking for female singers, and then I just went over there, and then it just clicked. When I started singing, it just, you know.
So Ruth Moore put you, Bernice, with the other members. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm, that's what I recall.
So Laurel, were you already with Miss Moore at the time?
Yes, I was.
Do you remember how you came in contact with her?
I seem to recall that I had just, out of word of mouth, I had finished high school and was trying to decide what I was going to do, and always sang in church, and was someone mentioned about Mrs. Moore, and that I think it was someone who knew a member of the Vows.
Okay.
And somehow it just got to be, I went over one day and started singing, and she said, oh, that sounds good, maybe we'll put something together.
Okay.
And that's how it started.
Okay, so you were the first female group that she managed, is that right?
I think so, formally.
So
yeah.
Who were the other members of the group that you were singing with at Miss Moore's house before Bernice joined?
Seems to me that I think that it was Inetha at one point. Inetha was over there singing, and some other people that I don't even know.
Okay.
They were not significant to me at the time, and I don't even remember who they were. I remember at one point that Thelma Mack, who happened to be my cousin, Thelma Mack was singing with us at a point.
Okay.
I think at that point it was just everybody just trying to, you know, fooling around and playing and singing and having a good time. And Mrs. Moore was thinking of it of in terms of how do I put this raw group of people together and create a group.
So then when after Bernice joined, what was the initial lineup of the group, the final initial lineup? How many members were in the group, first of all?
Bernice, what do you recall?
It was Joy Saffo, and it was Joni.
What was Joan's last name?
Montgomery.
Yeah, Montgomery.
Okay.
But it wasn't maybe Montgomery at the time.
No, that's her married name.
Okay.
That's her married name, right.
And so the four members were Joan, Joyce, Bernice, and Laurel, is that right?
And Laurel, right.
Okay. So Thelma was only in the group for a short period of time at that time, or?
And so was Joyce. Joyce Saffold and Thelma Mack. Thelma was in longer than Joyce, though.
Okay. But on the first record, like the first record you recorded was Wait a Minute. So do you remember what the lineup was on that record?
I think on that record, and Bernice can confirm if that's just correct, but I believe that was Thelma, Mack, Joyce Saffold, Bernice, and me.
Okay.
On that particular record.
Okay, so Joan's not on that record?
I don't believe Joan ever made a record with us. But, yeah. Bernice, what do you recall? I don't
think
Joan ever...
Wait a Minute, Baby, I think Joni was doing the top.
You think Joan was on that first record, Bernice?
You and myself.
Not Thelma.
On Wait a Minute, Baby. The first one we recorded.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll play the record just so that...
Will you let us listen to it? It was one of my favorites.
Sure, you'll hear it. You'll hear it on the phone, I think. While I play it. So I'll play the record and then we could talk some more. I just want to, you know, give the audience some context as to what we're talking about, the group
sure,
we're talking about.
Sure, sure.
So this
Bernice
is...
thinks that was Joni, though.
Okay. Yeah, I had talked to her. She remembered singing on that and I think a lot of the ABC records.
Great. See, you shows where my memory is. Great.
So this is the Kittens with their very first record. This is Wait a Minute, and then after that we'll talk some more. Okay, that was just the Kittens with their very first record, Wait a Minute, Baby. And if you're just tuning in, we're doing an interview. You're listening to the Sitting in the Park show, and we're doing an interview with three members of the Kittens right now. So that record, do you guys remember what year it came out?
Oh, God, no.
I think it might have been 65, or some 64 or 65.
Mm-hmm. It was a fun time, though.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to ask you about. So when that record came out, were you all out of high school at that point?
No.
Yes, we were. We were all out of high school then.
So Bernice is saying that she wasn't.
I was still
Bernice
in high school.
Bernice was still in high school?
Yeah, when that came out, I was still in high school.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
So
I remember taking it to school playing it.
You're kidding.
So you must have been really excited.
If it was 65, I was out of school because I left. I was out of school by then. So, but I'm a little older than Bernice too.
So who sings lead on the record?
Bernice. Yeah.
Okay, does she sing lead on every record?
Most of them.
Okay.
Bernice was our lead singer. Most of them. There are a couple that I do lead on, but Bernice was our primary lead singer.
Okay, so when that record came out, you had been together for like a year, something like that, a year or two?
I think, yeah, about a couple years.
You know, have we been together that long? Because,
yes.
We did something real quick.
But I think we had been together for a while, Bernice, before we recorded that first song.
So,
we had been singing in Mrs. Moore's kitchen for quite a while. At least it seemed like ages to me.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely had your harmony together on the record. So you must have practiced a lot before doing the record, though.
Yes.
So
don't you remember that, Bernice, standing in Mrs. Moore's kitchen singing?
Yeah. Yeah, but I remember, what's his name? The one that we did that for.
With Bob Lee?
Yes.
So Bob Lee released that record on one of his labels called Vic.
Right.
It was a red label.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you actually remember interacting with Bob Lee, or he was there?
Yeah.
So what was the story? He just came to her house?
Well, I don't know how she knew Bob Lee.
Okay.
But I just remember him recording that, we recorded that song on his label.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she had done the Vials record on Bob Lee's label.
Oh, okay.
Too. So you must have been pretty excited that you had a record out.
Yeah, well, I was excited, but, I was more excited to see where it was going to go.
So did it get any play in Chicago?
I don't remember getting any play anywhere.
Okay. Definitely when you got to ABC Records, though, some of those records got played on the radio.
Oh, yeah, because we were with a bigger company and a well-known producer.
So he pretty much just pressed up the record and, didn't do much with it.
Except, right.
At least you had...
No, I don't think he got any promotion that I recall.
So were you doing a lot of shows then?
Not really. In the beginning, no. We weren't doing that many shows in the beginning.
Okay.
No, we weren't doing any shows.
So the record came out, but you didn't do shows to promote it or anything like that?
No, we didn't do any shows that I recall. I don't... We never heard the record played a lot.
Okay.
I think at one point we went around, it was the second record, Bernice, when we actually started going around and doing some promotion. But I think with that very first one, we did almost little or nothing.
Okay. So then the second record came out and you actually got signed to ABC Records.
Yes, ABC Paramount. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So do you remember what the story with that was, how you ended up getting signed to ABC Paramount?
I don't know if Al had something to do with that or how we got hooked up with Johnny Pate.
That's what I recall. I was going to say the same thing, Bernice. I think it was when we Mrs. Moore somehow became connected with Al Williams, and he was the guy that was with the dance group, the Step Brothers.
Okay.
Step Brothers, and he started helping with our management. And that's how we got involved, I think, with ABC.
So, but Ruth was still your manager. He just helped
connect. She was still the main manager, right.
He just helped connect you with ABC Records.
And I think he was trying to get management at some point, and they were kind of doing some collaboration.
Okay, so they were both managing you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And on ABC Records, you said the producer of all the records is Johnny Pate. Is that right?
Yeah.
Johnny Pate. Oh, gosh, I wonder whatever happened to Johnny Pate. Was he a nice guy?
He's still around. Like there was some.
Is he really?
There was some story in the Chicago Reader about him, I think about a year ago.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, if the listeners don't know, he's a guy that produced, like, The Impressions. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
He produced The Marvelous. We're also on ABC. Like, he did a lot of the ABC Records mm-hmm. Material.
God, I'd love to know what's happening with him. Yeah, I maybe have to look that up.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
I'll try to dig it up for you. So,
thank you.
So, that your first record on ABC came out. It was called I Got to Know Him and Shindig. Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
Oh, boy. Oh, memories.
Did you remember which side was the A side?
I Got to Know Him.
I Got to Know Him?
Yeah. I Got to Know Him.
Flip side, Shindig, because they had this TV show out. This
that was a big dance show.
Yeah, and that's where that tune came from.
So let me play I Got to Know Him, and then we can talk a little bit more. Is that okay?
Please do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't want to cut you off of you. So
thank you.
This is the Kittens with their very first record on ABC Records. This is I Got to Know Him. Okay, you're tuned to WHPK, 88.5 FM in Chicago. You're listening to the Sitting in the Park show. Today, you're listening to a special show because I am interviewing members of the Kittens. That was just their second record, which was their first record on ABC. That was called I Got to Know Him. So we're not sure on the exact year of that, probably around 66, around that time it came out. So, and the B-side of the record we were just talking about was called Shindig. So was the point of it, was a song about the TV show, or it was just a dance song in reference to the show?
It was just a dance song in reference to the show.
Okay.
Right. And I think that was a time when there were a number of songs out around dance themes.
Yeah, well, there were a million.
The show Shindig was out, and then there were other records that were popular at the time around dance themes. So
yeah, throughout the 60s, there were a million mm-hmm. dance, a million like right. novelty dance records that, like every month there'd be a new dance.
Right.
So that record must have gotten more promotion than the other one because it was actually on a major record label.
Exactly.
So do you remember that getting any play in Chicago? Probably the later ones got more play for sure, but yeah.
It got more than the first one, but that one it didn't get a lot of airplay either.
Okay. So
and what it perhaps made, one of the things, we certainly didn't know of any airplay in Chicago. Now, whether it was playing other places or not, we don't know. And I don't know that we just weren't connected well enough that people were telling us, or they were aware of what was happening with the record. But we never heard it played in Chicago, at least very little.
That's a good point, though, because a lot of groups had regional hits, and sometimes they weren't even in their own city.
Exactly.
So, your second record, I definitely think it got more play than the first one. It was called Looky Looky. So,
yes.
Yeah.
My understanding is, as a matter of fact, I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, and I saw an art that we did, and it had Looky Looky on there as supposedly one of our best sellers. And I thought, well, that's good for us. And no, we never do that. But it was on an ad. And that was probably one of our better ones.
I think
we got some of the play.
You know, a bunch of groups covered the song after you did it, actually.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, there were like two girl groups that covered it, and then actually a couple white garage groups covered it, so definitely people must have heard the song.
No, we didn't know that.
You know, one of the groups that covered it is a DC group, the Jewels. They're the group that had that song Opportunity.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you remember that. I'm not going to sing it on the air, but so Looky Looky definitely got more play, and that was written actually by, I think it was Ashford and Simpson.
Ashford and Simpson.
And Joe
Armstead. Ashford and Simpson.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Boy, when I learned that later on, I think Bernice probably noticed that as well. I think when
they
had
wrote,
a 45.
They wrote,
did you notice that, Bernice?
Our songs, Ashford and Simpson.
Yeah, it's Ashford and Simpson and Joe Armstead.
She was
actually from Hyde Park, actually, but she was writing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, she was definitely from Chicago. I don't know if she was based there at that time, but she was doing a lot of writing with them. Like, she wrote Let's Go Get Stoned with them, the Ray Charles song.
Mm.
But yeah, so that was, it's interesting that they wrote that record. So I'll play the record, and we can talk a little bit more. So this is one of the Kittens' biggest hits. This.
And Bob, if that's one of the, I think I only did the lead on maybe two songs that we did, and I did the lead on Looky Looky.
Oh, okay.
So
yes. It'd
be good to hear it again. I haven't heard it in years.
Okay, well, here it is. This is the Kittens with Looky Looky. Okay, you're tuned to WHPK, 88.5 FM in Chicago. You're listening to the Sitting in the Park show. Right now, we are doing an interview with members of the Chicago group, The Kittens. So that was just their second record that they released on ABC, and one of their biggest hits that was called Looky Looky. And so one question I have to ask is, were you doing like more touring around that time?
That one I remember. We did a lot more touring and a lot more promotion of this particular song.
Okay, so did you tour, did you do shows in the city, or you actually toured outside of Chicago too?
I think most of our stuff was basically in the city. We did some things out, but it wasn't, you know, like a tour or anything like that. You know, we had, we were getting a little bit more exposure then, you know, doing some TV shows, stuff like that.
Okay. So, so you TV shows in Chicago, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember what shows?
Oh, please, I knew you were going to do that.
I'm trying to remember. Bernice, do you recall when we actually did the Johnny Carson show that time? Was that around this time? Or was that later?
Wow, so you were actually on Johnny Carson's show.
Do you remember when we did the
Johnny Carson show?
Bernice?
We were backing Mudcat Grant. We were on the Johnny Carson show on
our own. So that was probably a little bit later?
Yeah, that was a lot later. Yeah, Tracy was with us then.
Okay.
Was that with Tracy?
So you don't remember then what show, local shows you did?
Some local TV shows.
And do you remember any of the venues you played, the local venues? Okay.
I'm sorry, but I'm losing a little bit of sound there.
Sorry, I asked if you remembered any of the local venues that you played at in Chicago.
Oh, let's see. I'm not sure if it's around that particular time. I remember this club called the Blue Note or something. It was downtown Chicago.
Okay.
We did Regal Theater here in Chicago, there in Chicago, places like that.
The Regal came later. The Regal came after we did Is It Over, Baby. Tracy was with us then.
Was Tracy with us on Looky Looky, though? Let me just ask that, but for my, my timeline is awful. Bernice and Tracy, was Tracy with us when we did Looky Looky?
No. Uh-uh.
She wasn't?
Mm-mm. It was Joyce, there was Thelma, you and me.
So,
oh my God, with you at the Regal.
So
yeah, that was the next.
That's the next record.
Yeah.
So, so first of all, were you touring with the Vows, like with more groups?
Yeah, we did. You know, we did like little club things, you know, around the area.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that. I don't even think we had gotten to the Playboy Circuit yet.
I don't think we were doing the Playboy
Circuit
then either.
We weren't even in the Playboy Circuit yet.
Okay, so you were doing kind of local, like record hops and stuff like that.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
So were you touring with Moore's other groups, or was it just you doing it yourself? Like, did you have like a little review?
Well, it was basically us.
Okay,
you know.
So that record came out, and your next record that was probably one of your biggest hits. Then, Is It Over, Baby?
Right.
And, oh yeah. Oh, we love that song.
Okay, and
I love that song.
So did your lineup change when this on this record or right after the record came out? Did Tracy join?
Tracy joined before we did this because Tracy is on the recording.
Oh, so Tracy, you're on. Yeah. Is It Over, Baby?
Tracy, is that her first one with us, Bernice?
You know,
Is It Over, Baby?
You know when we were doing this thing in Canada, Montreal.
Yes,
in Montreal,
that's
Canada.
Right, that's what we mentioned. We were appearing in Montreal, Canada. That's where we met Tracy.
Okay, so Tracy, can you tell the story about how you joined the group, like what the story was?
Okay, they came to Canada. You came with Jim, didn't you? You were with Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came to Canada with Jim at that Grant.
Okay.
He had a show of his own. They would do their show. They'd go off in my show. I was a dancer. We had a dancer show that would come on.
What was the name of your dance? What was the name of your dance group?
Frank Hatchett.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Frank Hatchett's dancers. Frank
and you were from New York.
New York.
And you were you
some of his dancers are from Boston also.
Okay, and were you touring on the same, like were you in the same review or you just happened to be at the same show?
I think we were already working there.
Yeah, they were already working.
We were already working.
Yeah, I believe so, Tracy. I believe they were already there at that club before we came.
Yeah.
Okay. So Tracy was doing like working at the club already in Montreal.
Yeah.
So and you told me that you actually recorded a record with your dance group earlier than that. Is that right?
Yeah.
What was that record?
El Matador, Parkettes.
Okay, so a group called the Parkettes and El Matador was actually your dance troupe or your dance group.
Yeah. Yeah, recorded. First dance group, not Frank Hatch's group. The first group I was with.
Okay, so then you stayed as a dancer, and then you were dancing in Montreal.
I left the Parkettes and went with Frank Hatch.
Okay, and then how did you end up joining the singing group?
Oh well, I was impressed with them.
Okay.
When they do their show, their side of the show, they were wild with dancing in the street and everything else.
Okay.
They sang, and I was impressed, and I said, this group is how I said to myself, I would join that group, actually, really.
Okay.
But how something happened, and one of their members.
One of the members left, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you replaced one of the members.
Yeah, Ms. Morris.
Okay, so you made contact with Ms. Moore when you were at that show or doing the...
I didn't make contact. Ms. Moore came to me and asked me, you want to join our group?
Okay.
You know, and I said to her, well, what? I danced with the group in the beginning and sing with you guys in the middle and didn't do the finale on the end, and... Or...
Yeah.
I'm going to come from a rehearsal to Chicago to rehearse or what? So she went in the corner and she came back and said, well, you just come to Chicago. We'll take care of where you live and everything. So
okay.
Tracy rescued us.
I'm gone. That was it.
So you came to Chicago and you actually
saved our life.
You actually stayed with Miss Moore.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And one thing I wanted to ask was, like, I know a lot of the guy groups on stage, they have steps, like they have a lot of moves. Do the kittens do the dance too on stage?
Of course.
Okay.
So, oh yeah.
And now
you're baby, had a dancer in the group.
We had great steps, and part of that was because we had Tracy too, because Tracy was a professional dancer, and so she, you know, she made us look good. She helped make us look good.
So did you do a lot of the choreography for the group, like work out the moves?
Yes.
Okay. So what was the actual lineup? Were there three members or four members on Is It Over Baby?
It's three.
That was three.
So on Is It Over Baby, it's Tracy, Laurel, and Bernice.
Mm-hmm.
And that became like the final lineup of the group.
Right.
And that's the lineup that's in like all the photos and the magazines
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play the record, Is It Over Baby, and then we can talk a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So this is...
my favorite, too.
Yeah,
is that one of your favorites, too, guys? Bernice, is that one of your favorites?
That's my favorite.
Because it's certainly one of mine. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's a good song. This is
This
is the Kittens with Is It Over Baby.
Like a kitten off a tree.
Okay, you're
wow.
You're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. That was just the Kittens with, I guess, the first record in their final lineup, Is It
yeah.
Over, Baby? So, that was probably your biggest hit on ABC, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I think so.
That one took us to the regal.
And one thing I have to say is I know you weren't lying about dancing because you're all dancing in the studio right now.
The girl was telling me that you guys were doing your routines there in the studio. How nice.
They're clapping, doing the whole routine.
I'm jealous. I'm sitting here doing your routine.
Yeah, they're in their performance office right now.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm missing the party.
Yeah.
So that record came out, and one thing I wanted to ask is, actually, I'll ask this later. But so first of all, you said you started doing much bigger touring when that record came out, right?
Before that record came out, we were already doing the Playboy.
So what was the Playboy circuit?
The Playboy clubs in different
okay.
cities all over.
So you did the Playboy clubs in all the different cities, and I guess even before that record, you were already in Montreal because that's where you met Tracy.
Yeah.
So and then you said you were on national TV too. You said you were on the Johnny Carson show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we were touring with Jim Mudcat Grant because he was Mudcat and we were the Kittens.
Okay.
That particular year, the Minnesota Twins had won the championship, so Jim could sing. So he was looking for a group, so by us being the Kittens, and he was Mudcat Grant.
Okay.
We started, touring with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you remember? You don't remember? I'm bad with sports trivia, so I can't tell you what year they won. You don't remember what year that was? Maybe like 67.
I
don't remember.
Call in, viewers. When did the Twins
win the World Series? I'm sure people know, but the phone is being used right now. So.
Oh, okay.
So then you started touring with him, and then was there anyone else on the review? Was it just you, the Kittens, and Mudcat Grant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't remember anyone else being on those tours. Those were great, great. That was a great tour. We did some wonderful things. And Tracy has all kinds of memorabilia in pictures that she shared with me when I was in New York a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
You remember Tracy?
Yes. Yes, I still got it. It didn't go away.
Okay, you still got all those good things.
So how long did that tour last? How long were you doing the Playboy circuit? Like a year?
No, we did the Playboy circuit more than a year.
Okay.
Longer than a year. Seemed like that's where we were.
And you were doing, so that's pretty much what you were doing full time.
Yeah.
You were touring the Playboy circuit.
Yeah.
So then, do you remember being on any other TV shows besides Johnny Carson? Were you on all the national dance shows, like Shindig and the other shows?
You know, when we went out of town, the shows that were, the local shows that were, on when we went out of town, I don't remember the name of them.
Okay.
You know, when we went out of town, there were local shows that we went on.
Mm-hmm.
Local radio as well as TV shows. But
Mary Lewis, Cerebral Palsy.
Yeah.
And we sat in a cold place mm-hmm. waiting to go on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think was that guys when we were doing, when we did the shows in New Orleans and then the one in when we were performed in Vegas and all those places,
were those after this,
Bernie?
No, we were in the lounge. I don't think we were at some club that was off the strip.
Well,
it wasn't
in
on
Vegas.
The strip. It was some club that was off the strip. This is when we were in Las Vegas. But we toured.
Factory.
Yeah, the factory. The factory in Las Vegas.
Is that the name of it? Okay.
And we did a daytime show at Caesars.
In the lounge.
Yeah.
And then when we were in New Orleans, was that was on the main strip in New Orleans, though, right?
What's that again? Okay.
Remember when we did the show in New Orleans? Was that around this same time after when we were doing Mudcat Grant, or were we there as part of? No, I think that was part of the Playboy circuit.
Yeah, that was the Playboy circuit in New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those were great shows.
What's the teen show, Laurel? Teen something?
I'm sorry?
The teen show, teen something?
Uh-huh.
That was a television show.
Yes.
Right. Oh, you guys have such good memories.
So,
I'm glad.
One thing I want to ask you. First of all, do you have any crazy touring stories? A lot of groups have like crazy things that happen to them on the tour?
You really want to know.
You know, I have one. This is what I always remember this one.
Okay.
We were at the Playboy Club. I don't remember what city we were in. But we were singing, what were we singing?
Fast or slow.
It was slow. It was nice and slow.
Masquerade.
I don't think, no, it wasn't the masquerade.
People or something.
It was slow.
It was a slow sound.
Man, I can't remember. But it was a nice, it was a standard tune, and it was a slow song. And we were standing in front of the band, that the Playboy Club band that they provided, were playing behind us. And we started to sing this song, and the bass player had a bow.
Gooch.
He started
jabbing
sticking us
the bow
while we were singing. And we all...
But stayed on note, though. Didn't stop.
That was funny. That was real funny. I forget. He was singing, and we just tried to keep our composure because we did. But they were back there cracking up because nobody up front could see, but we knew what was going on.
Oh, that's a good one to remember. Oh, gosh. I don't have one. Except when I had my appendix burst.
Oh, man. I'm
New York.
I'm sorry that happened, yeah.
And I ended up having to go to the hospital to have an appendectomy. And we had to have another singer who was very popular at the time. Her name is Joyce Kennedy.
Okay.
Joyce came to fill in for me.
Okay.
While I was in the hospital. Remember that, guys?
Yeah. That's when Joyce came down. I remember when I had that abscess, too, on my tooth. And they had to come into the hotel room, and he had to come and clean it out because it started profusely bleeding. Yeah, so he had to come to the hotel and clean it out. And I mean, he had me on this medication, and I couldn't do it.
I remember that.
I think they did the show by themselves that night.
So
those weren't fun things, but they were memorable experiences, right?
Yeah, that's interesting. So Ruth Moore, I know she managed Joyce Kennedy too. She would put her in the group as like a fill in when other people were out.
Right, because Joyce was a single singer and she was a vocalist, and so it just so happened that she was not working, and I think she did that with Joyce a couple of times. Once before, she was great to come in and fill in for us. Yeah.
Okay.
So it just happened.
Okay, so one thing I want to ask is, so after ABC, after Is It Over, Baby, they released one more record on the Kins. It was I'm Afraid the Masquerade Is Over, actually, was the one they released. So I guess that was a song that you were already doing at shows?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that was on the flip side of something.
I don't ever remember recording that.
The other side is called It's Gotta Be Love. So I don't know. It wasn't promoted. It's actually really hard to find, so they didn't promote it. They didn't promote it very well.
No.
So then what's the story? How come... So after that, you got signed to Chess Records, actually. You weren't on ABC anymore.
Right.
Do you know why the contract expired with ABC or why you ended up with Chess, what the story was?
You know, I don't know what... I think it's something... I'm not sure what happened to Johnny Pate.
Okay.
Because I don't even think he was at OK Records anymore.
Oh, that was ABC.
I mean, ABC. Yeah. I don't even think he was there anymore.
Okay, so he left.
So I think our contract just expired. They wanted to see if we could get something, more promotion and, some more tunes and...
Okay, so then you had two records on Chess Records after ABC. Mm-hmm. You don't remember how you got signed to Chess or anything? Just Ruth Moore took you there or... something happened, you just don't know the details?
I have no recollection of what happened with Chess Records.
Okay.
Not at all. And I don't even remember records that we recorded on Chess.
Yeah, well, both songs, there were four songs, and each one, I was going to play one of each one. I'll play one of the Chess Records next, and we can talk some more.
Maybe that will stir some memory for us.
I think Chess was like a hot company at that particular time.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Okay, so
they
then
were popular then, yes.
So the first record you recorded on Chess, one side was called Ain't No More Room, and the other side was called Hey Operator.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I was going to play the Hey Operator side because I like that song.
I like that song, yeah. Thank you.
I think I can already tell there's going to be more dancing in here, too.
So Hey Operator.
So I'm going to play This is the Kittens with Hey Operator, and then we'll talk some more after this song. Okay, you're tuned to WHBK 88.5 FM in Chicago. Right now, we're doing an interview with the Kittens. So that was just their first record that they released on Chess Records in the late 60s, probably around 1969, sometime like that. Mm-hmm. That was Hey Operator. So you guys were still touring a lot when that came out, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yes. We were still doing a lot of touring then.
Okay. Before I play the other Chess record, one thing I wanted to ask is, did you ever do, like, background for other singers on record? Because I know a lot of groups, girl groups, that did, like, background. Because I definitely have one record, at least, that it's by Roberta Yates.
That you're singing. Goodness.
It's called On the Prowl.
I remember Robbie Yates.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... So that record, it got released as just Roberta on a label called Lucy. I'm not sure who owned it, but Lucky Laws had a record on the label mm-hmm. too. So, and that was earlier in your career, I think that record came out. So do you know what the story was with that record? Like, first of all, who was Roberta Yates?
She was another one of Miss Moore's artists.
Okay.
She had a lot of artists.
Okay.
You know, people, artists that she worked with. And so by her being with Miss Moore, we just, you know, we did her background. I don't even remember doing On the Prowl.
Okay. I'll play it. There's definitely girls in the background,
yeah.
So it's probably.
But that's not us. We didn't do background for her, but she did tour with us once. I think she did a couple shows with us. She was really a very fine singer.
Okay.
We did commercials and stuff. We did commercials, but I don't ever remember us recording background for any other performers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Someone had told me that's why I thought. But yeah. So you did TV commercials too.
We did radio.
Radio commercials.
Radio commercials, you know, local radio commercials.
Well, we can say the name. Bogo was beer.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't make that anymore.
I know, but you know who else is on that? Minnie Riperton.
Oh, okay.
Did that commercial also.
Okay.
That was her. We did Bogo.
It was in the 60s you did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We used to do a lot of commercial, little jingles. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
We did a lot of commercials.
That's definitely interesting. Actually, I want to play one more, the last Chess record before we talk a little bit more. Because this was the final record that the Kittens recorded together.
I walk down the lonely street.
Oh, we love that. Everything seems a total stranger. Wonderful song.
The
Let's do that one.
Pass me holding hands.
Ow!
I think I don't even have to play it. Just sing. So
I got Lauren Jackson so bad I can't sing anything.
So I'll play the record and then we can talk.
That was a favorite too. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good song. This is,
it is.
How Long Can I Go On? I'll play it and we'll talk some more.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that was just the Kittens with their very last record as the Kittens. That was How Long Can I Go On Without You. So that probably came out around 1970, sometime around then, I think, late 60s or early 70s. So that record, after that record came out, the group broke up. So what was the story behind that?
What happened?
Huh?
What?
What?
We're going to defer to Bernice.
That's right.
Should I not ask the question?
Bernice, what?
I don't even remember what happened. I just know. I was singing solo all of a sudden. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, so after the group broke up, different members of did different things. So Tracy, you went back to New York after that, is that right?
I got married.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the working out thing. I stayed back at I worked at a drill company.
Okay.
I was doing
dancing again.
I was doing payroll.
Okay.
For my group to come back together.
And she started dancing again.
I started dancing again.
Laura, when did you sing with Jerry Butler?
So Laura, you went and sang with Jerry Butler after the group broke up? Laurel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, sorry.
That's all right. I couldn't quite hear their responses.
So Tracy said that she got married and went back to dance. She was actually dancing also.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernice asked you what you did. She hasn't said what she did afterwards. We'll talk about that, too.
What I did, I can tell you what I did. I don't know what a group broke up, but I know I went on, Al Williams had, we did a Western review called Soul Hold Down.
Okay.
And I was singing solo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then you actually recorded a solo record, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was on the OK label as Bernice Willis.
Right.
So what that was actually one of the last records that OK released before they went out of business, actually.
Oh,
so
wow.
So the record.
That isn't that.
Yeah, like
I put them out of business.
The song was called Breakfast in Bed and mm-hmm. Confidence. Do you remember which was the A side of the record?
Breakfast in Bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll play that after, like, near the end of the interview, too. So, Laurel, what happened to you after the group broke up? I'm sorry, can you hear me?
I'm sorry, no, I can't.
Let me repeat it. What happened to you after the group broke up?
I don't have a good connection, but what I recall is just, as Tracy says, she got married, I got married, had a child, from what I recall, we just kind of drifted apart. I'm not exactly sure that I could put my finger on one thing that, changed it for us.
Okay.
That split the group up. I really hate that it did, but I'm sure there were probably a series of things.
Okay, but then you continued to be involved with music, right?
I did after a while, yes. I went back and tried to do some other things. As I said, I was with Jerry Butler for a while and did some touring, similar to what Bernice did. Bernice was still doing some singing, and I think at one point she even did some solo work again,
okay.
Even locally. And then I ended up with a group called Silk.
Okay, so you're singing on Falling in Love Isn't Easy?
Mm-hmm.
So actually, let me ask before that, when you were touring with Jerry Butler,
we did no recordings with Jerry Butler. We only did stage shows.
So you were just part of the girls that were backing him when he was singing.
Yes.
And then did you form Silk? Did Ruth Moore form Silk?
I believe Ruth Moore formed Silk.
Okay.
That's what I recall. One other young lady and myself, Peggy Estridge and I, were part of the backup group for Jerry Butler, and then from that we formed Silk.
Okay.
Another person joined us, and Mrs. Moore formed that group.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm definitely interested in maybe interviewing you sometime about Silk. I don't want to, like, do it now while the other kittens are in the studio. I just want to ask then, after all the music stuff, are people still involved with music, too?
I'm not so much as I'd like.
Okay.
no, I'm not. Not professionally in any way.
Okay. Are any of the other kittens in the studio here still involved with music?
No, well, I'm with Pregnant Ladies and Babies, now I'm in hospital, OB.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
Well, I'm a nurse also, but I'm still involved in music. I sing with the church choir, and I also recorded a gospel CD.
Okay.
Which was with a gospel group.
So you live in Florida now, is that
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So is the gospel group you record with in Florida or in
Chicago?
Oh, it's in Chicago.
Yeah.
So when you record with them, you come back to Chicago and record.
Well, no, that was prior. That was
You left, you did the recording.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the gospel group again?
Reuben Lightfoot and the Victory Singers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Nesby was in that group, and also Janice White.
Okay.
Came from that group.
So if people buy that CD, they can hear Bernice Willis of the Kittens.
That's right.
It's great to hear Bernice's gospel group.
I hate that I missed the show today.
I hate that I missed the choir today, your group
yeah.
today.
Yeah, same with the church.
But Tracy went. I'll have to hear about it later.
Yeah. I cried, Laurel.
I know.
Met under my chin.
Oh, my goodness.
I cried.
I so hate that I missed it.
I really wish I could see
you guys. Obviously, you're having a great time there. And I'm sitting in Florida thinking I'm going to see Bernice when she's in Florida and she's in Chicago.
I had to come to my church. You know, we fellowship with Trinity, Reverend Wright, which is on the south side. So we fellowship with them. And then I had to come down with my choir, which is Bible-based of Temple Terrace in Florida. Reverend Earl B. Mason is the pastor. So I had to come down with my choir.
You were singing with the choir, and Tracy was in the audience crying.
Absolutely wonderful.
So, I'm going to play Bernice Willis's solo record, and then we can do kind of final
okay.
thoughts. So this is Bernice Willis with the one solo record she recorded, I guess probably around 1969, 1970, probably around that time. This is Breakfast in Bed.
You've been crying, your face is such a mess. Come on in, you can dry your tears on my dress. She's had you again, ooh, I can tell. Oh, I know that look so well. Don't be shy, you've been here before. Take your shoes off,
hey, come on,
lie down, and I will lock the door. No one has to know you come here again. Darling, you know me, just like it's always been before. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Breakfast in bed,
kiss the deep, baby. So hurry, please don't eat and run. You can let away, my darling. It's been so long since I've had you here. Please come again. Darling, you know it's gonna be just like it's always been before. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Breakfast in bed.
Okay, that was just Bernice Willis with her post-Kitten solo recording called Breakfast in Bed. So I guess that wraps up most of the story of the group. I guess I just want to ask if anybody has any sort of final words for the audience.
Well, if anybody out there and they need a good Kitten review, just call into the radio station. We'll be glad to try to put something together for you. Or if anyone out there is interested in recording a female group called The Kittens, we'll be very glad to talk to you.
You know, your record's collectible in England, and they actually have shows in England where they bring old artists from the 60s and 70s over there.
Yeah, I guess that sounds like a great, great final thing to say. Bernice, I'm with you on that. I'd like to say a special thank you to Burl Bynum for letting us know about this opportunity, and I'd like to thank you, Bob, for giving us this opportunity to share with your audience. And to everyone out there, try to find some Kittens records, and if you would like someone, as Bernice said, to come and sing for you, we will be happy to go on tour. We miss it a great deal. I miss being with Tracy and with Bernice. Bernice, you're a dynamite singer, and the more I hear you, the more I realize what I missed. I didn't, you know, you never realize how great things are until it's after the fact. So I'm very blessed to have had an opportunity to work with both Tracy and Bernice, and God bless you. Thanks a lot for everything. Thanks for the opportunities.
Yeah, definitely. The interview will be on the internet too. So if anyone wants to email me, I'll pass about the group. I'll pass it on to you guys. So thanks so much. Now, do you have anything you'd like to say, too?
Oh, I was going to say, so you see, Marwa did the choreography, Bernice did the lead, and you push out, talk to the people, Marwa, talk to the people. You can talk,
No. You guys are the stars. I was just there, but I love the ride, and I'd love to do it again. So thanks for everything. Take good care. God bless you, and thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks. So I just want to say thanks so much for you being on the phone and the other kids coming up here and telling the story of the group. Was definitely an interesting story. And we have a few minutes left of the show, so I'll be playing more Kittens records. And if anyone has any questions, I guess they can call up here. The number is 773-702-8424. And next I'm going to be playing the Silk record, Falling in Love Isn't Easy.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you.